Hi everyone, Sane Man here. Don't mind my voice, but it's kind of messed up thanks to COVID. As for this video, it's brought to you by a donation from Dan on Patreon. He didn't give me a topic, so what I'd like to do is read a post I found on the men's rights subreddit called Nagging is Abuse. So here goes, and I quote, I don't know why it's taken almost 20 years of marriage to come to the realization that nagging is a form of verbal abuse. I guess because it's such an accepted form of behavior for women to control their partners in this way. Men need to be aware of what this controlling behavior really is. I know I was definitely not, and it's taken a toll on my mental health over the years. If you've got a partner who uses this tactic regularly, I recommend you educate your partner on what they're doing to you, and set some boundaries. If that doesn't work, move on and find your own happiness. Unquote. Well, Dan, thanks for the donation. Isn't it hilarious when a man that believes in the men's rights movement says, if you have a partner that nags you, you have to educate them about how they're hurting you. These women know they're hurting you emotionally. That's the point. Women feel good when their partner feels bad. I strongly believe that women have to emotionally abuse others for their own mental well-being. That means in most cases the negative emotions need to be transferred onto men. Or she might go to work and find a substitute fat girl to dump her toxicity onto. There are many outlets that a woman can use to get rid of her negative emotions. Those include her husband as well as her children, as well as the women she works with, and some of the men that are lower down, because it provides an emotional release valve for the proud owner of a vulva that usually drives a Volvo. But when women are equally matched and try to dump their negative emotions and nag at each other, then you get female conflict. That's why lesbians and women that live together are more likely to get violent towards one another. They're both trying to dump their negative nag emotions onto each other, and it creates a feedback loop, and it just amplifies and amplifies. I think someone needs to create a law that governs emotional energy, and that it cannot be created or destroyed, but that it can just be transferred from one person to another. Usually that negative nag energy, if it falls on a man, usually eats away at his soul, slowly destroying his body and spirits. But nagging is a socially acceptable form of emotional abuse from women because, as you can see from this second picture in this video that I found on a stock photography page, women justify it by saying that they nag us because they're just trying to help us. That will be the equivalent of a man in the 1950s beating his wife and telling her he's doing it because he loves her and is just doing it for her own good. Women telling us they're nagging us for her own good is them projecting a false reason onto their bad behavior, so we can't criticize them. If you're like the poor guy that realized that nagging is abuse after 20 years and you confront her with her behavior, she'll just gaslight you and say, she's not nagging you to abuse you. She's nagging you to help you. She's the abuser justifying her bad behavior. But what she doesn't want you to know is that women's weakness is that they have to get those toxic emotions out of themselves, or in the past they would have been sent off to the psych ward. Today they have medications to prevent that. In the past, spinsters really did become crazy cat ladies. Today they have crazy cat lady catnip to keep themselves somewhat functional. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need the Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from any of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women abusing you with their words while telling you you're a misogynist, clown world show. Nagging doesn't only affect a man's mental health, but physical health as well, as men were told that conflict is just a natural part of relationships, and so is compromise, that we need to man up and keep taking it because that's what a real man does. But almost 40% of men in our society are single these days, which means on the other side of things there are 40% of women that don't have a husband to treat poorly or nag at. So that explains why increasingly when you go out and get a coffee, the purple-haired female freak behind the counter messes up your order by quote-unquote accident, when in reality she's just probably gaslighting you on purpose. Or why when I work with a female client, she tells me she sent me a file which she clearly didn't, and then demands I finish a job for her with a file she never sent. She's trying to dump her negative emotions onto me, but she can't exactly come out and say that now, can she? All she can do is call me incompetent when clearly I'm not. I used to get angry at women's gaslighting all the time. Now I expect it and don't get emotionally involved when I do get it. I just limit how much I talk to women that nag me or gaslight me. But what do you do if you're the poor soul that's allowed his wife to nag him for 20 years? and suddenly you realize you've been abused and you want it to stop. This guy's wife won't be too happy with him when he decides to tell her no more. She's had her husband be willing and able to get himself abused on tap and be an emotional tampon for 20 years. And now he's rebelling and telling her he can't take it anymore. Do you really think she's going to stop abusing him? After all, old habits die hard. At least the guy that posted the comment is being realistic that if he can't re-educate his wife and set boundaries with her, then it's time to move on with life. The fact that you have an MRA with the willingness to walk away from his wife means that he's ready to go his own way. But he'll only do so after he makes her aware of her bad behavior and if she refuses to stop. Our society tolerates women emotionally abusing men through nagging, because women need to promote its normalcy in order to remain somewhat stable. Women are always nagging us to be more emotionally open. Yet at the same time, you never see them being open about being vulnerable and emotionally telling us that they need to talk down to us in order to feel better about themselves. That their instinct is to use us as their emotional trash cans. It's all about one set of rules for thee and another set of rules for me. Some guys have coping strategies to deal with nagging wives. One guy, when he gets busy working on a project in the garage and she comes stomping in looking to shit-talk him, he says that when that happens, he just starts asking her to reach for this and reach for that to help him out on his project, until eventually she gets the hint and just gets out of the way. It's a temporary coping strategy. She'll be back to make your life hell later on, buddy. She'll resent him for blowing her off, and even if she doesn't know for sure that that's what he's doing, she'll suspect it, and get bitter and resentful and possibly blow up at him later. So even if he reaches some sort of compromise, it's just a band-aid over his relationship. His wife is no longer going to be happy because she won't be able to have a man-sized wet nap anymore. Plus, that guy has to forgive 20 years of abuse and accept it. Sure, just understanding that it's female nature that compelled her to act that way was just part of it. But can you really honestly tell me that you would be fine remaining with a woman after 20 years of abuse, as well as knowing that she could relapse at any moment? Plus, I don't think this MRA has any idea that over time, she's going to resent him for forcing her to stop treating him so poorly. So even if she stays with him, she might go out of her way to find other passive-aggressive ways to ruin his life. Or she'll probably look for another guy. Women are always complaining about men forcing them to do things against their consent. Yet what is nagging except a way to irritate a man to the point where he just gives up and does something in his life that he doesn't consent to? Women will claim it's just them trying to communicate, but in reality it's just a form of coercion. Like what happened with COVID jabs. You don't technically have to get an experimental injection, but if you don't get one, then you can't get on a plane or go to a ball game. Nagging is the same thing. You don't have to listen to my nagging as your wife, but I don't have to have sex with you either. Or I'll just ignore you and give you the cold shoulder unless you do what I say. I think that it was Einstein that said that the definition of madness or insanity is doing the same thing over and over again until you get a different result. But then again, Einstein wasn't a woman. Nagging is by his definition madness that actually works. She keeps harassing you, repeating the same action of words over and over again, until she gets a different behavior from you in the end. So Einstein was smart, but he definitely wasn't as smart as a woman manipulating a man. However, he was smart figuring out how to isolate himself from his wife for a few years, so he could have some peace and quiet, to come up with the theory of relativity. The bad thing about nagging is that when you nag a woman to clean up her messy cosmetics that have taken over the entire counter in the bathroom, or some other mess around the house, or nag her a few times, she'll start to lose her mind, and start losing it on you, but then turn around and nag you the same way for other reasons, without actually showing you any empathy whatsoever. So either she doesn't have any empathy at all, or she's just choosing to ignore it, because she's just using you as a utility, as an emotional male tampon. That's why when you get involved with a woman in a relationship, don't expect her to be different than the woman you first meet. But also don't expect yourself to remain the man that first met her. She's going to work her hardest to make sure she can change you, while at the same time she's going to work as hard as possible to shame you and destroy your life if you try and change her. The person that you see in the beginning with regards to personal habits is who you'll get. But the part of her that will change is the part that wants to run your life and tell you what to do. Some people say that women are like children that need discipline. I would argue that unless they got that discipline and structure while younger, there's no way to change that behavior. I know. I tried for 15 years and learn there's no such thing as changing a fully grown woman. You can change children's behavior, but you can't change a female spouse's behavior unless it's five across the eyes, which I don't agree with. But in the past, that's how men disciplined women through violent force. We've lost that ability in civil society today, but women still have the right to emotionally abuse us through nagging. It's the double standard that no one wants to talk about anymore. According to the Feminist Online Dictionary, the definition of nagging is as follows. Nagging in interpersonal communication is repetitious behavior in the form of pestering, hectoring, harassing, or otherwise continuously arguing an individual to complete previously discussed requests or act on advice. The word is derived from the Scandinavian naga, which means to gnaw, unquote. So it's a form of harassment. Yet something tells me it'll never be taken as seriously as sexual harassment, because the physical consequences are not the same. It's easy to abuse someone that no one can see the marks on their bodies because the marks are on the person's mind. We need technology that shows brain damage and trauma for emotional abuse, and if we had it, then men could see the effects of nagging on our minds, and we wouldn't take it as lightly as we do. We just tell guys to walk it off. The guy should just accept the trauma and move forward. If women ever lose the ability to have access to pharmaceuticals, booze, and illicit drugs, then they'll self-destruct without someone to nag there. Why do you think so many single women are fat or obese? They eat emotionally because they don't have an emotional tampon. The only way to change society is to eliminate all those substances from women, and then the only way they'll be able to be sane is if they're with a man that they can nag. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will get busy smashing men in bed in exchange for their services as emotional tampons if they don't have any alternatives. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that nag you into a heart attack so they don't have to be medicated for their mean motor mouth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.